From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Online learning may be widening the education achievement gap for some community college students in Washington State. That's according to a new study by researchers at Teachers College at Columbia University. They looked at 500,000 courses taken by 40,000 students over a four-year period in our state. In that study, more of the online students dropped out compared to students who took traditional brick-and-mortar classes, plus more online students got failing grades. Joining us with a reaction to that is Jean Floton. She's chancellor for the Western Governors University, a private nonprofit online university, and she also spent more than two decades at Bellevue Community College, later Bellevue College. Jean, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Russ.
I'm drinking my water today from a KBCS mug. That's, of course, the Bellevue Community College radio station. This study of Washington Community Colleges makes it sound like the online courses they're using are not working.
Well, I think it's really important that we don't overgeneralize from this study. I think it's a really important study that focuses on the need to help students adapt to online learning. You know, I think we need to remember that it took us 12 years to acclimate to in-classroom learning, but somehow we just presume that students are going to naturally migrate to and be great users of online education. But this study, helps us to understand what students this may work for and what students may need greater supports. So I think it is an important study, but I want to indicate that there are other things that I think we need to consider.
Fair enough. It's fairly early on in the online learning area. But when you take a look at it, and it's got these figures about students dropping out more often and about online students getting failing grades, it makes you wonder whether it's on the right track at all, period. I mean, do you think there's something to be learned from this to improve the online training taking place at community colleges?
Absolutely. I guess the question that this leads me to is who benefits best from online learning? And I know in our 15 years of offering online education, we have found that students who are self-motivated, who are great at time management, who are independent achievers, who are given appropriate support. We don't believe this should be a solo journey, that our students need help. And if they have great academic preparation and commitment to task, they're going to be a good student, irrespective of any other factors. But these are the same students that thrive in an on-campus environment, too. Some students have the misperception that they can click their way through a class, that it'll be easy. And what they don't realize is that it's very rigorous. It's not easy. And every seat is the front row. And so they really need to be motivated to plan their time well in order to be successful in this modality. So, you know, I think the lesson for us as educators is you can't just do a pre-recorded video and put it online and expect students to learn.
Well, this makes me wonder whether or not the admissions standards and allowing students to take the online courses might not be rigorous enough in ensuring that they are students that can learn from online learning, that they are the type of student who you just described, who's self-motivated, who can work in that environment. I mean, are people being allowed to sign up for these courses with no one kind of checking in with them to tell them, you know, you have to really work at this hard and you have to be self-motivated? Is there enough orientation going on to students before they begin these classes?
Well, I would say I think we need to do more. I know at WGU we do a whole course on education without boundaries and what it means to be an online student. And I think students need an orientation to online learning, and that should happen before a student is expected to thrive in that environment.
What about the achievement gap that was uncovered in this study? Why do you think there would be an explanation for that?
Well, I back to motivation, commitment to task, and student supports. I think that those need to be designed to help the students through this enterprise. There are achievement gaps on bricks and mortar campuses also. And I think we've become very savvy at helping students through. What the online education world is now providing is direct analytics that I think are going to improve the experience for students. We can now tell how long a student is online, whether or not they're studying, whether or not they're going through the material, and I think all that's going to help us pinpoint and identify students that may be having some academic difficulties. So I think the promise of this in the future will be to assist students with even greater success. You know, as we, as educators, are learning how to use this modality to its best.
Jean Floton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jean Floton, Chancellor of Washington Governors University. It's a private, nonprofit, solely online university. She also spent more than two decades at Bellevue Community College, which later became Bellevue College. Reacting to a kind of a devastating report from Teachers College at Columbia University, looking at students in Washington State taking community college courses and finding out that they dropped out more and there were other negative indicators in that study, she says they can learn from it.